So Shirley is still savoring her last few sips of the terra made into a latte. And I just asked her, what if you can remember yesterday, the Mexican organic, bird-friendly single origin? What's the difference between the two, do you think?
The difference for me is that yesterday, the first few sips, there was a real zestiness or fruitiness that came into the mouth, which almost jarred in a way, whereas as this coffee comes into my mouth, it's a bit like a Rolls Royce. It just cruises in and it doesn't jar, it's smooth, it's a good ride.
Ah, it's a good ride, it's a smooth ride. But you also said yesterday, if I remember rightly, that okay, the first thing that hits your mouth might be a bit bright, but then there was a kind of a smokiness and it came mm-hmm. good, and the mm-hmm. more you drank mm-hmm. it, the more you liked it?
For sure. I think perhaps if that initial brightness was toned down slightly with the earthiness or the roundedness of this bean.
The Datera?
Yeah, the Datera. It would be an amazing drink from the first sip as opposed to having to get into it.
Well, this is what we're going to try out. We're going to blend. But, fair comment, actually. She's very discerning, Shirley is.
She's trying.
Well, and I'm going to have a first sip on just the espresso itself before I put milk to it, just to see. But what is amazing, actually, I mean, I let this espresso extraction sit there for at least 5 minutes, and there is still a lovely head of crema there. Just doesn't go away. So let me just have a sip. I could second exactly as what Shirley said, although there's not even any milk mixed to that espresso yet. It just immediately kind of, the mouth gets enveloped into a velvety, nice, satisfying roundness. I mean, yeah, there is no brightness in it at all, which, yes, for some people who like a bit of brightness, this is when the blending comes into its own, because we can add something to it. Brightness by itself just doesn't do it. But anyway, we're going to have fun. I'm just going to pull another shot and add some milk to it so that I can have the full experience of the Datera again as a flat white. And then I think the blending session is going to be deferred to this afternoon because we don't want to be too caffeinated right from the start.